This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. Earlier this week, I had an opportunity to sit down with rookie wide receiver Josh Gordon for an interview that will air this week on Browns Insider. Here's a sneak peek of part of our conversation. Well, Josh, let's go back to the supplemental draft in July when the Browns acquired you. Talk about some of the challenges that you faced being drafted during that time where your teammates have begun the process of learning the playbook and then you get thrust into all of this.
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy experience, you know, but coming in, definitely really fast pace. I was coming in behind the eight ball. You know, all the guys, like you said, the rookies, they knew what they're doing. Got to talk and meet all the coaches, everything. I already knew the playbook pretty well. So I was learning everything within a matter of weeks, you know, and just condense it into over a couple practices during training camp. But I learned as much as I could, as quick as I could, and getting over the hump of being out of shape almost for like about almost a year out of football competitively, just playing games, it's a lot different, you know. Then coming to the NFL and playing at that pace is totally different. Guys are flying around, getting used to it. I mean, my head was spinning for like probably the whole training camp, you know, really slowed down, maybe going into the first game of the season, but probably not even then.
As you're going through the weeks, you're learning the system. But week five, you came alive, man, against the New York Giants, the defending Super Bowl champions, where you not only had one touchdown, but you had two. Week six, you faced the Cincinnati Bengals, and you stayed on course. Talk about that one touchdown pass that you had where you grabbed it with one hand.
Yeah, it was a really windy game, actually, that game. Same play we dialed up against the Giants, though. Nothing different, just from the opposite side of the ball, pretty much. But the wind took it at the very last second, kind of reached out there. Didn't know if I was going to really have it, and I brought it in, though. I was definitely lucky, I think, on that one.
Now, Josh, I have to ask you, because you're a very quiet guy. You're laid back. You did a little dance. Take us through that. What was that about? I was like, wow, look at Josh in the end zone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I told my brothers and told my family, I was like, I think I may have something for him if I score this time, you know. But maybe I'll keep something consistent with it. I'm not really sure. Maybe we can switch it up each time.
How challenging is it being out there on that island where it's just you and that defensive back?
I mean, to me, it's really, you know, the perfect matchup. And at any position on the field at football, just one-on-one pretty much is all it is. And the best man will win, and that's really how I look at it, as the other man on the opposite side of the ball cannot be better than me today. So that's really how I look at it.
You can catch this interview in its entirety Friday at 6 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio, Saturday at 10:30 a.m. on WKYC, or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on YTV in Youngstown. And as always, on ClevelandBrowns.com.